The second R is so we mentioned the salamandra. We go from the achbar, that's chetzi basa, chetzi tad alma, to the salamandra. And Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, darshind was marba. He had a makar in the Torah to the salamandra. Had sov lemineu lahavi, not the aroi but the arvod, the ben anafilin, and the salamandra. It's interesting that Tosfos. Well, actually, the Gemara, in the very end of Masechtas Chagiga, this is the siyum on Masechtas Chagiga, mentions the salamandra. The context over there is Amr Abavo, Amr Abalaza, beautiful Gemara. Talmud Chacham ein or shal gehenim shalatas behem. A Talmud Chacham, someone that's steeped in Torah, he doesn't have to worry about or shal gehenim. How do I know that? Kal v'chaymer mi salamandra, ma salamandra shetoldeis eshi. Madach the salamandra, which is a product of ish, hasoch midama, like Rashi brought, ein or shalatas boy. If someone takes its blood and he smears it on his body, the or of gehenim doesn't have an ability to be shalat in him. Talmud Chacham, shekol gufanesh, or Talmud Chacham, which is who's a shtick fire. Tichziv alei koydvorei keish, no mashem. Right, the Gemara says, hi Talmud Chacham, the rasach, oi raisu the raschale. There's a concept of a Talmud Chacham being a shtick fire, alachas kama v'kama. Madach, if someone has the blood of the salamandra, that protects him from fire. Kal v'chomer, which is only a toldes ish. Kal v'chomer, someone who's a shtick ish. So Rabbi Vo said, it Talmud Chacham, ein or shal gehenim, shoy letes bohem. On this Gemara, that mentions the salamandra, this is part of the siyum of Seyda Mayed. This is the very last amud in Seyda Mayed. Chagigat avchav zayin amin aleph. So Tois, what's the salamandra? Ha-choled v'ha-achbar, tirgimam yohoinesan, karkushta v'salamandra. So Tois brings from the Targum Yohoinesan, that the Targum Yohoinesan says that the word choled and achbar, choled is karkushta, weasel. Yeah, that's a pretty common Aramaic word. What is achbar? It's salamandra. So there's a makar to the salamandra, and that is the achbar that's mentioned. So we had a whole daf about the achbar. What's the achbar? If you think of it as a mouse, right? Says, Toisvis, Bishem, the Aruch, by the way, Bishem, the Targum Yoinusin. That's not what it is. The achbar is really the salamandra. So in our Gemara, the achbar was the achbar. I mean, you have to make sense of our sugya now, exactly. As it relates to the salamandra, Rabbi Akiva had it in Hatsov, Lemineu. It's part of the Tsov family. That's what the salamandra is. But Toisvis brings from Targum Yoinusin. Not that way. Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, in his last comment on Masechtas Chagiga, glasses, on this Gemara says as follows. He says, Kfar his oiru hamevakrim, shetoy soifrakan. That there's a toy soifer in this toysvis. Which word in toysvis? So you think maybe achbar and salamandra. It doesn't stem with the Gemara that we learned today. No. He says, the loshen targim yohinesen. The words Targum Yoinesin is a tois. You know why? Dal Torah loy Targum Yoinesin. Because Yoinesin ben Aziel never wrote a Targum on the Torah. Ki demuchach beperikam demesachtes Megillah. Verak, you know what Tosfos is quoting? He's quoting a Tosfos Yerushalmi. That's what he's quoting. And he says, the truth is the makar to this Tosfos is an Aruch. And if you look at the Aruch in a vein, it takes says Talmud Yerushalmi. It doesn't say Targum Yoinesin. But either way, he says that Tzvi Hirsch Chayes and our Gemaras in the Vilna Shas, the word Tosfos is hacholed va'achbar tirgumum yohinesin karkushta v'salamandra. There's no tzchayes. No such thing. There was a Talmud Torah over here. What it probably said was tof yud, and tof yud the Kosev assumed, the Magia assumed, meant Targum Yoinesin. It doesn't mean Targum Yoinesin. What it really means is Talmud Yerushalmi. There's some Talmud Yerushalmi or Targum Yerushalmi, not Talmud Yerushalmi. And that's what it's referring to. But really, there's no Targum Yoinesin on Torah. How do I know that? It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah. I mean, we have our in-house. did you give Daf Gimel? Yeah. I think I did. So you have. No, I did. So you have a, it's Megillah Daf Gimel. It's a Mefurish Gemara. What's this Gemara that the Maratzchias is referring to? Zok the Gemara as like, Omer Abchia, Vitem Rabchia, Omer Abhirmi, Vitem Rabchia, Barab, Targum Shal Torah, Unklus Agar Omru. Who wrote the Targum Shal Torah, Unklus Agar? Mi Pi Rebbe Liezev, Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shal Mevim, Yoinesim Ben Aziel Omru, Mi Pi Chagi, Schariu Malachi. Vinizdaza Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meis Parso, Al Arba Meis Parso, Yotzis Obaskov Omer, Mi Uzesh, Gilo Sorai, Livnei Odom, Omer Yoinesim Ben Aziel, Arag Lavam. Ani who shall release his star of the Venecho. Call of Yadu, Shalai Lechvoid, Yassis, Lechvoid, Abba, Sisi, Ella, Lechvoid, Chasisi, Vechul, Vechul. But the point is, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah and some say Rabbi Chibar Abba say? Targum Shal Torah was written by Unklus Ager. Mipi Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shal Neviim, who wrote? It was written by Yonis and Ben Azil. So it's clear, says Rabbi Tzvi Hashchayes, Uncle Sager wrote the Targum Shal Taira. Yonis and Ben Azil wrote a Targum Shal Neviim. It seems pretty straightforward. So this Tosfos that quotes a Targum Yonis and Ala Taira, there's no such thing as a Targum Yonis and Ala Taira. Now, first glance, sounds like a very big Chiddush. Every Makoros Gedolus Chumash has a Targum Yonis on the side. So this is a Vavar from a Maramakim. The last Maratzchios in the end of Masechtas Chagiga says it's a Tos. Not really Targum Yonis, it's really Targum. Now, truth is, it's a Targum Yerushalmi as well. And usually you think there's Targum Yonis and Luchud and Targum Yerushalmi Luchud. I'm not sure if Tzvir Shchayis would say. Maybe say there's two Targum Yerushalmis, but the point is no Targum Yonis. And he says, how do I know there's no Targum Yonis on Chumash? It's a mefurish a Gemara in Masechtas Megillah. Now it's not mefurish. The Gemara says Targum Unklus that we have was written by Unklus Agar. Targum Yonasin that we have on Neviim was written by Yonis Ben Azil. Does it mean Yonis Ben Azil never wrote a Targum Al Torah? I don't think it means that. But that's what Tzvi Hashchayes says. But the truth is that if you look at the Marsha in Chedushei Agadas on this Gemara right here, it's mefurish this way in the Marsha. And I found that the Chida in his Sfarim, in Pesach Inayim right here, in Shem HaGdolim, he himself refers to what he wrote in Shem HaGdolim, makes the Diyak in the Marsha. The Marsha on this Gemara, Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Targum Shal Neviim, Yoinesin Amru. It's a beautiful Marsha. It's good to read the whole thing. Yoinesin, Hagadah B'Talmid of Shal Hillel Haya. Yoinesin Ben Azil was the greatest of Hillel HaZakin's Talmid. Shmeinim Talmidim Hayla Hillel HaZakin. The God of Shabakulam was Yonis Ben Azil, the Katan Shebekulon was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Kimefurish Perikayosh. The Hillel Kuf Shana Kodesh Shalechav Bayesheni Haya. Hillel HaZakkin lived 100 years before Churban Bayesheni. Ubevadai Deloy Rois Hanavim Chag Yischari Malachi. Show you Betchila Bayesheni. It's poshut then that Hillel and Yonis Ben Azil never saw any Nevi'im, because the last Nevi'im were Chag Yischari Malachi, and they lived in the beginning of Bayesheni. Now, it says that Yonis Ben Azil wrote the Pirish, he wrote a Pirish on Neviim in the name of Chag Yischari Malachi. He never saw Chag Yischari Malachi, Ela B'Kabbalah Hoysa L'Mipiyam Ayidei Rabbi Yisa. It must be he had some sort of Kabbalah. Okay, right. Umikami to Unkelis Hoya Yonis. Yonis Ben Azil, says the Marsha, lived before Unkelis Ager. How do I know? Because Yonis was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Shaya mi Talmid of Shabbat Yechem Etzakeh. Who themselves were Talmidim Rabbi Yechim Zakkai. That's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Chamisha Talmidim Hoylai, Lu Rabbi Yechim Zakkai. Rabbi Lezim, Rabbi Yeshua, two of the five. Shal Yo Talmidei Shal Hillel. And Rabbi Yechim Zakkai himself was the Katan Shebekulam. He was a Talmid of Hillel HaZakkin. So if that's the case, it's possible that Yonis Ben Azil lived a lot before Unkel HaSager. Clear? This is basic arithmetic. Yonis Ben Azil is a Talmid of Hillel. Unkel HaSager is a Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, who were at Talmidim of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, who was also a Talmud of Hillel. So clearly, chronologically, Yonis Ben Azil comes way before Unkel HaSager. If that's the case, Frank de Marsha, Sa'art Mechafraga, I have a kasha. What's my kasha? Why did Yonis Ben Azil not write a Pirush Al HaTorah? It's a great kasha. Right, you have Targum Unkelis on Mikra, and you have Targum Shal Neviim, which is Yonis Ben Azil. Frank de Marsha, if Unkelis lived before Yonis Ben Azil, then it would make sense. That first Unkelis wrote a Pirush Al HaTorah, and then Yonis Ben Azil was Maisef. He said, "Hinichu lo min hashamayim ligdar." They left him over something to be moisif, and he wrote Targum Shal Neviim. But now says the Marsha that I proved to you with basic back of the envelope history that Yonis Ben Azil lived way before Unkel HaSager. So then, why did Yonis Ben Azil not write a pirish al haTorah? Says the Marsha, based on the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Elishli Hayonis and Chash Lefarish haTorah. He didn't feel it was necessary to write a pirish al haTorah. Mitaimid leKaman, and the reason is because there's a fundamental difference between Targum Shal Torah and Targum Shal Neviim. Targum Shal Torah is just a pirish, right? That's just a basic pirish. Sometimes he's voice of things like Leisavashul Gadi B'Chalevim. It doesn't mean Leisavashul, means Leisaychul. It is here and there, but the point is that fundamentally, it's just a pirish, as opposed to Targum Shal Neviim that has a lot of soidos and remozim and giluyim and there's a lot of things going on there. So Yonis Ben Azil didn't want to write a pirish Shal Torah because that wasn't his agenda. His agenda was to be megalos soidos that you have in the Targum Shal Neviim that you don't have in Targum Shal Torah, and that's why he never wrote the Targum Shal Torah. But l'chayr, if you're gonna tell me that Yonis Ben Azil did write a Targum Shal Torah, then what's his whole marsha? What's his kasha? What's his teres? He has no kasha. What was his kasha? He proved historically that Yonis Ben Azil Nazil lived before Uncle Azagar. He lived well before him. If that's the case, why didn't he write a Pirush al HaTayr? What do you mean? What's Pasha? How do you read this Marsha? He did write a Pirush al HaTayr. Every Mekrais Gedolus Chumash has a Targum Yonasan. He wrote a Chumash. Punk! It's not the main one. Okay, so the main one we have is Targum Unkelis. And when it comes to Nevi'im, there is no Targum Unkelis. So we use instead Targum Yonasan. What's the Marsha? The Marsha was bothered with a kasha. Terry says the Marsha held like Reb Tzvi Hashchayes. He held that Yonis Mezil never wrote a Pirush al HaTayra. Where did he know that from? He was being mefarish the Gemara. That's Pashup Shana in the Gemara. Targum Shalit. Frank the Akasha, why not? And he goes like Gishmaka Teretz. Because his agenda wasn't just to be mefarish. His agenda was to be Megala Soidis in the Raza Yoilam that you don't have in Torah, that you have in the Nevi'im. And that's what he wrote. But the bottom line is, as it relates to Targum Yonison that we have and that we're familiar with, so we spoke about something controversial. But something else. But either way, that is incidentally the Chidon is Svarim is very myrich in this. He brings it from other Kadmoinim that it's a toys. There's no Targum Yonison. It says Targum Yonison. So some say it's a different Yonison, maybe, but it's not Yonison Ben Azil. There's no Targum Yonison Ben Azil. That seems to be the Pashtis. I mean, it's not the Pashtis, but L'chair, after further review, it could be just one Ha'ara going back. Going back to a little bit of raid that we spoke out a few days ago. And that is, we spoke about Targum Yoinesim. So how did Targum Yoinesim come up? Because the Gemara was discussing the Shmoinesh Shratzim. The Gemara brought a pasuk that says, V'zelechem atomei basheretz, hasheretz al ha'aretz, ha'choyled, v'ha'achbar, v'hatzav l'mineo. So what does l'mineo mean? We know what a choyled is. A choyled is a weasel. An achbar is a mouse. A tzav, loosely translated, is a toad. But what does l'mineo mean? Said the Gemara, l'havi is coming to add three additional shrotzim that they're also included in the Shemayna shrotzim. The first one is the arvad, which the Gemara said is a very dangerous animal. We'll have to speak about that another day, of Mesechtes Brachas, Daflam, and Gimel, and Aleph fame. Uben Anafilim, that's another one. The salamandra. And the third one is the salamandra. What's the salamandra? So the Gemara says the salamandra is a sheretz ha-noitzer min ha-or, me'atze hados al yedek shofim. V'hasach midama is someone that takes the dam of the salamandra and he smears his body with it. Eino ar shoylet boy. And the Gemara at the very end of Seydah Mayid, the last omid of Seydah Mayid, Chagiga Chav Zayinim and Aleph brings Musar from this salamandra. Rabbi Vol said, Talmid Chachamim ein or shal gehenim shal letis behem. Kal v'choymem y salamandra. Uma salamandra she told us eishi. Hasach midom ein or shal letis boy. Talmid Chacham she kol bufa eish. Dichziv alay kol koidvare ke eish num Hashem. Alachas kama v'kama. Either way, on that Gemara, Chagiga Chav Zayinim and Aleph, the Gemara that mentions salamandra. Tosfos says that, what's the salamandra? One line Tosfos. Hachoyled v'ha'achbar tirgimam yohoineson karkushta v'salamandra. So it says Tosfos that if you look in Targum Yohoineson, the Targum on the word achbar is salamandra. Incidentally, if you look in our Targum Yohoineson on the word salamandra, I don't have it with me, on the word achbar it doesn't say salamandra. Targum Yohoineson has salamandra on one of the other Shmoinesh Shratzim. But either way, Tosfos' girsa of the Targum Yohoineson was hachoyled v'achbar tirgimam yohoineson karkushta v'salamandra. And Reb Tzvi Hashchayes in his Haggah, on this Tosfos says that there's a mistake in this Tosfos. Because Tosfos is quoting a Targum Yohoineson on this pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini is part of the Torah. It's in Sefer Vayikra. Yonasan ben Azil never wrote a pirish on Parsha Shmini. He wrote a pirish on Nevi'im. But he never wrote a pirish on Torah. How do I know that? So he said it's a Mefurish Gemara, Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Vitamir Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Targum Shal Torah, Unklas Agar, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Targum Shal Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Azil, Amar Rabbi Chagi, Schayim Malachi. So it's a Mefurish Gemara that Unklas wrote Targum on Torah, and Targum Yonasan wrote, or Yonasan ben Azil wrote Targum on Nevi'im. So Tosfos is quoting Targum Yonasan on this pasuk in Parsha Shmini, L'chaira, it's a Ta'us, there's no such thing as a Ta'us. So what then? Did Tosfos mean? Said there's a Talmud Yerushalmi that was written on the Torah, Tof Yud. So somebody made a mistake. But the point is, it's not Targum Yonasan. What it really is, it's supposed to be Targum Yerushalmi. Now the truth is that we spoke out that the Matzchias is Raya from the Gemara. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is a little bit Tzarech Bir, because all the Gemara says is that Unkelis wrote on Torah, and it says that Yonasan ben Azil wrote on Nevi'im Ksuvim. It doesn't say that Yonasan ben Azil never wrote on Torah. I mean, it sounds a little maybe like what the Maritz Chiyos is saying, but to come and say such a chiddush that there's no Targum Yonasan and we have a Messiah that there's something called Targum Yonasan, it's a mistake, and somewhere along the line, somebody was Taya, based on this Gemara, it doesn't seem to be incontrovertible evidence that there is no targum from Yonis ben Azil on the Torah. Stating that, if you take a look at the Marsha and his Chiddush HaGadol on this Gemara, the Marsha is very clearly held that way. Because the Marsha asks the Kasha. He says that Yonis ben Azil lived well before Unkel HaSager. Yonis ben Azil was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. Unkel HaSager was a Talmud of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were Talmidim of Yechonah ben Zakkai, who was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. So chronologically, Yonis ben Azil lived a lot before Unkel HaSager. And the Marsha asks, if that's the case, why didn't Yonis ben Azil write a Targum on the Torah? Unkel HaSager wrote on the Torah. Yonis ben Azil wrote on the Vimitzvah. Why didn't Yonis ben Azil write on the Torah? And he says, a Teretz, because Targum Yonis is very different fundamentally than Targum Unkel HaSager. Targum Unkel HaSager is a Pirish. Targum Yonis is, it has a lot of Ramazan in it, like the Gemara itself says in the Gildah, Gimel and Aleph, and that's why Yonis ben Azil didn't write. But the point is, you see him first in the Mashah, that the Mashah held that Yonis ben Azil never wrote a Pirush al HaTorah. Because if you're going to tell me he wrote a Pirush al HaTorah, what's his kasha? He did write a Pirush al HaTorah. He wrote on the Torah, he wrote on the Vim, he wrote on Ksuvim. This Gemara is rather not discussing it. This Gemara is discussing Targum Unkelis al HaTorah and Targum Yonis and on the Vim and Ksuvim. What's the kasha? Elamai, it's mafurish. It's mafurish in this Gemara that in the Marsha, that the Marsha held that there's no such thing as Targum Yonison. So you have on Allah Torah. So you have the Marsha in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. You have the Maritzchios in Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And then we spoke at the Techida in Pesach Inayim here in Megillah Daf Gimel, and he refers to other Svarim where he's Meirich in this as well. That even though we have on the side of Armin Kreis Gedolus Chumash and Targum Yonison, it's not really Targum Yonison. But Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me a very important Marim Makim in this discussion. And that is the Pischei Tshuva. It's in Evin HaEzer, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, in Seder HaGet. So right at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, which is the conclusion of Hilchas Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch wrote a Seder HaGet, it's called. It's Mechaber and Ramah, and you have the Noisa Kelim on it as well. The Mechaber over there discusses whether or not you need a Bezdin to oversee the Ksivas HaGet and to oversee the Sidur HaGet. So we know Eidi Chasim Makarti, Eidi Mesir Makarti, Bufanei Nechta, Bufanei Nechta. You know all the Lundis and a lot of the basic sugyas of Mesachtes Gittin. V'advar Matikin, do you need a Bezdin? Does a Bezdin have to preside over Ksivas HaGet, or does it not have to preside over Ksivas HaGet? And the truth is a very big tum on the Peskin. This famous truth is from the Raid of Yehuda and the Chsam Sofer. We spoke about this when we learned Masechtes Chul, and this was festering. But the point is a very big discussion whether you do need a Bezdin or whether you don't need a Bezdin. In the context of this very elaborate Ishmaka fester discussion, the Pischei Tshuva brings the Urim V'Tumim, who quotes a Targum Yonison. Says the Mefurish Targum Yonison. I don't understand the Yehuda. Everybody's discussing this. It's the Mefurish of the Targum. The pasuk says, "Geika chesisha uba Allah v'yip meisin zechem ve'inuf kimatz ba'ervas davar v'kasav la sefer krisos v'nasan v'yada v'shilcha be'beisai." Says the Targum Yonison. Arum yisav gvar ito v'yel ala v'hei in law hashkechas rachamim be'enoy arum ashkach be averos piska. We're up to now because of the Sefer Krisos. The Yichtoiv La Sefer Teirichon. Teirichon is Aramaic for Krisos. Kodam Beidina. You're going to write it in front of Bezdin. The Yitain Bershusei. You're going to put in her Rishus. The Yashu Yosami Beisai. You're going to send her away from your home. But either way, Targum Yonison added a few words. The Yichtoiv La Sefer Teirichon Kodam Beidina. The Yitain Bershusei. Says Rabbi Yonison. Rabbi Yonison, I was just in his Urim V'Tumim. I don't understand this whole discussion. It's a Mefurish of Targum Yonison. It's Yonison Ben Azil. So it's over. It's checkmate. What exactly is the conversation? Says the Pischei Tshuva. Ach. Betshuvas Chaim Shaal, Simin Tof Lamed Ois Yud, Huve Dvaru B'Sefer Zocher L'Avram, Sosa Dvaru. Ki Masha Hevi Midivei Toises, he had a right from a Toises as well, that he knocks out. But as it relates to the Targum Yoinesin, Achnira, Bloy Nog Hei Mishum, he says this, the Ein, as it relates to, Masha Hevi Midargum Yoinesin, Kvar Kosafti B'Mekoiris Acherim, the Ein Zeh HaTargum Yoinesin. This is not Yonis and Menazil. For loy choshishin anachnole, and we're not chayish for it, neged ashas v'hapoiskim. It's not something that we worry about if he goes keneged ashas v'hapoiskim. So if we don't have any rias to the contrary, of course you're going to go with Targum Yonison. But to end the conversation, because it's a Targum Yonison that we don't do. And that's why the Noi Debido wrote tshuvas, and that's why all the G'dayli Yisrael were mafalful in something that's a mafurish of Targum Yonison. If it was a mafurish of Gemara, nobody would be having this conversation. The teretz is, it's not a mafurish of Gemara. It's a Targum Yonison. So it's not Yonis ben Azil. Yonis ben Azil is the Talmud Muvik of Hillel HaZaken. So of course that would end, but it's not Yonis ben Azil. Therefore, we have to know what Chazal said. And the Achreinim were discussing what Chazal held with regards to Bezin, and to the extent the conclusion would be from Gemara is that you don't need Bezin, we wouldn't be nispal from the fact that there's a Targum Yonis. The point is, it's a Mefurish of Pischei Tshuva, he brings it from Kadmoinim, that it's not Targum Yonis ben Azil. And because it's not Targum Yonis ben Azil, it's for that reason, like Choshishin Anachna, the Messiah is that we're not so nispal from what it says in Targum Yonis ben Azil to the extent that it's connected to Gemara. It sounds like if it's not connected to Gemara, of course, we're appreciating and accepting the fact that it's a very chashuv pirush, but as it relates to going connected to Shas Poiskim, if it was Yonis ben Azil, it would be one thing. But being that the Messiah is that it's not Targum Yonis ben Azil, we look at it differently. Another classic example of a Targum Yonis that says something that's earth-shattering in halacha, where we don't necessarily follow it, and that is on the pasuk of lo yil yiyach kli gever al isha, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, ki toyevas Hashem lekecho kol oise eila. So this is the halacha of lo yilbash, lo silbash, and there's a lot of teresh b'ksav on exactly what this pasuk means. But loosely translated, a man's not supposed to wear woman's clothing, and woman's not supposed to wear man's clothing. It says, Targum Yoinison on this pasuk, lo yiyach kli gever al isha. So a woman should not wear kli gever. So what does that mean? She shouldn't wear a borzalina, says the Targum Yoinis. So what it means is as follows: Lo yehevon gulion de tzitzis utfilin, dehinon tikune gvar al ita. A woman's not allowed to wear tzitzis and tfilin. As I state in Targum Yoinis. Now the truth is a woman allowed to wear tzitzis and tfilin? Can a woman wear tzitzis and tfilin? These are the first halachas of Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber in Simin Yud Zayin Hilchas Tzitzis says Noshim va'avodim pturim. Nashim avodah apotah from wearing tzitzis. Mevneishin mitzvah seish as man garama. Tzitzis by day, not by night. Urisa moisa. So being that you don't wear tzitzis at night, you're not mechuyif to. So slayla. So therefore, nashim va'avodim pturim mevneishin mitzvah seish as man garama. Says the Rambam, mikol makom im roitzin la'atvoy. If a woman wants to wear tzitzis, ulevari cholav, and she even wants to make a bracha, reshus biyada, kamei b'shar mitzvah seish as man garama. There's no difference between a woman wearing tzitzis and a woman sitting in a sukkah. And the Rabbah Shita is, and if a woman sits in a sukkah, she would make a leisha basukkah. So too, if a woman puts on tzitzis, she'd make a bracha. Lis atev bach tzitzis. Stating that, the Rabbah says, ach mechzi ki yuara. It's mechzi ki yuara. V'lachin ein lahem luvash tzitzis. Hoyo v'inu chayvis gar. She doesn't have to anyways. It's only something you're obligated to wear if you're wearing a beged shel dal kanfos. And it's mechzi ki yuara. So the Rabbah says, besanisht. But you want to know, halacha l'maisa? The Rabbah says it's okay. In Hilchis, fill in. So then the Shulchan Aruch takes a little bit of a different approach. Then the Mechaber says, "Nashim avadim turim mitfillin, but neishim mitzvah seishes man grama." Same lashon. Then the Rama says, "Nashim roitzin lahachmar latzman moichin biyada." If a woman wants to wear tefillin, you're supposed to protest. Literally, moichin biyada. As I state in the Rama, says the what's the reason? So the Neisa Kamos speak out. The Mishnah Berurah brings it already. It's based on a zaitiger reason. It's because women were considered to not have guf naki, nida, etc. And as a result, we don't want a woman to wear tefillin because tefillin is sarach guf naki, kalisha bal knafayim. And a woman is someone that's not going to be, it's just like a cotton you don't give tefillin to. It's a similar idea. But the point is, it's related to nekios. But as it relates to me, ikur adin, it's clear. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Ramah, treated tzitzis and tefillin no differently than any other mitzvah says mangarama. And if a woman wants to, she can. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the minhag Ashkenazim, when she wants to make a bracha, she can make a bracha. Of course, according to the Rambam Shita, she wouldn't make a bracha. Vadvar matikin. But the point is, this isn't so. But the question is, what do you mean? It's a mefurish of Targum Yonison. The Targum Yonison says, well, you have a gulion that sits would fill in the in on tikune gvar alita. What happened to this Targum Yonison? I think the Teretz is part. It's the same Teretz. It's the same Pischei Tshuva. Just like the Pischei Tshuva said that there's a whole discussion in the Poiskim regarding Sidur Aget, whether it has to be done b'fnei Bezdin, shloi b'fnei Bezdin. I am a mefurish with Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, v'yichtav lo sefer terichun kodem beidino. The Teretz is, v'advarim atikin, that we're not chayish for that. So too, when it comes to here, we're not going to be chayish for it either. Incidentally, there is a shitas halavush, where the lavush brings this Targum Yonison halacha, and the place can bring this lavush, and the lavush says that, no, a woman shouldn't wear it because of this Targum Yonison. Like you have that Urim V'tumim, with regards to Ksiva Saget, Bifnei Bezdin, based on the Targum Yonison, there's the Shittas Halavush here as well, but it wasn't the Mechaber, it wasn't the Ramah, and El Yurab, if you mind in the Paiskim, almost all the Paiskim argue with the Lavush. Incidentally, historically speaking, did women ever wear tzitzis? Did women ever wear tefillin? So the Gemara talks about Michal Bashal, that Michal Bashal used to wear tefillin, v'loi Michal Bashal. It's a sugya in the beginning of Perek HaMoitzah Tefillin, right in the beginning of the 10th Perek of Mesechtes Erevin. Tosfos brings a gerusa that maybe the Chama were Moicha, but the Pashas is they were a Moicha. So you see that Michal Bas Shaul wore Tefillin. The Velt says that Rashi's daughters wore Tefillin. I don't know where that comes from exactly, but the point is, that's what people say. That Rashi's, but I'll tell you something that I did see innovating. I saw the Paradis Yosef on this pasuk right here. So he brings the Targum Yonason, and then he says, Ubaze Yisyashiv, meaning the Targum Yonason says it, so L'chura, it should be a problem. So he says a pshat to answer the Targum Yonason, but the bottom line is he brings that b'mashem mesuper the ishtoi sh'rabbeinu arachayim hakadosh hoysa maneches tefillin k'michol bashal. Now you know the rest of the story. So I don't know if Rashi's daughter's worth filling. I don't know where that comes from. But the wife of the Arachayim HaKadosh, Deitim Pardes, this is the new Pardes Yosef. In Parshas Kiseitse, on that Pasuk of Yilbash Isha Kli Gever, the Pasuk brings that the Arachayim HaKadosh's wife worth filling.